The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love, that is, the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and the gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now, aren't these fantastic readings? Huh? It really tells us how we're called to live. And I just think that most Christians never listen to this, never let it enter in. When Jesus, who is our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one each of us will stand before in judgment, when he tells us, listen, twice today, I tell you, love your enemies. He says that twice, just in this today's thing. Even in the first reading in Colossians, Paul's telling us, Live holy and beloved with kindness, compassion, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other. Jesus says the same, forgive one another. The way you measure, we measure back to you. Stop condemning and you won't be condemned. Stop judging and you will not be judged. And again, today I promise you, someone's going to say, because I put this out on Twitter to say, Father, we must judge. Yes, we always look for the reasons why, don't we? Instead of doing what Jesus Christ tells us. We must judge actions, but people always judge people and not actions. They play this game and say, I'm not judging the person. Oh, bull. Of course you are. You know you are. And you, I do the same thing, and we got to stop. Either Jesus is Lord and he's in charge of my life, or he's not. This is what Jesus says, and this is what he wants of me, and this is what he wants of you. Will I ignore him, or will I listen to him? Again, he says, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. So again, every time someone says something nasty to me, I'll say, may Jesus Christ judge you forever the way you just judged me. And then they go crazy. But it's what Jesus says. The way we judge, the way we measure, the way we treat others is the way God will measure, treat, forgive us. So today, let's listen to Jesus. Let's be his disciples. Let's live the way he calls us to live. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.